This is Joey LaRock once again here with the interface via iowawrestling.com. One more time before the Coronation Cup 2011 tournament happens on June 25th in Boston Spa, New York. Last week, we left you with a little bit of a cliffhanger. We told you that there was one spot left in the IYFW Championship Coronation Cup tournament, and it was going to be going to either Pierre the Beast Vachon or the Force from the North, Vigo. Well, management has been deliberating about it all week, and they have made their final decision, and it is that the last spot is going to Vigo. The Force from the North is the last entrant in the tournament. And you can imagine Pierre Vachon was none too happy about this decision. We understand he made several derogatory comments about Vigo and Ivana Leach after the decision was made, and even made comments about IYFW management. Well, management knows that there's a lot of tension between these two individuals. They know that these two want each other really bad, and because of Pierre Vachon's flagrant disrespect towards IYFW management, they decided that Vachon would not only not be a part of the tournament on June 25th, but he would not be a part of the event at all. Vachon has been barred, banned, suspended, whatever you want to call it, but he will not be a part of the show on June 25th. So Vachon won't be there, but that being said, we've got our field set, folks. Eight names have been chosen in the Championship Coronation Cup tournament. We've got our four wild cards and our four top contenders, but I want to reiterate, we're not going to know who's going to be in the Block A four-way and the Block B four-way until June 25th. That doesn't mean one four-way is going to be all wild cards and the other will be all top contenders. They could mix and match. You could see in a four-way free-for-all matchup, two wild cards and two top contenders. Any combination of men will be seen in these two matches, but these eight men will come down to two finalists, and of those two finalists, one will become the new In Your Face Wrestling champion. So, you know who's in the tournament now. Let the speculation begin. Who do you think is going to be going into the finals? Who do you think is ultimately going to become the new In Your Face Wrestling champion? And for my own personal speculation, last week I talked about how Scott Scarsdale may be someone to watch in this tournament. If I was to pick someone going to the finals, he'd be one of them. And for his opponent, I'd have to say I'd go with the man with the most experience. And in my book, that man is Drake Evans. Drake Evans is, of course, the only man in the tournament who has held the In Your Face Wrestling Championship gold in the past. And I know he is determined to get that title back. If you have seen the interview with him here at iWebWrestling.com, he is psyched up, he is pumped, he is ready for June 25th. Fit to claim back the title that he says he never lost. What a night it's going to be, folks. The IYFW Championship Coronation Cup Tournament, plus we've got the IYFW Tag Team titles on the line, the International Ego Trip against the combination of Adam Badger and Michael Monroe. We've got the New Breed title on the line, the Pillar Roman Dominguez defending against Shiloh Robinson, the Celtic Crew take on the Killer Steves, and a lot of other great action is going to happen. And we've gotten confirmation, a lot of people in management are telling us this, that Max the Axe Burton will be making an appearance on June 25th. We don't know in what capacity, but he says he will be there. What a night of IYFW action it's going to be. The Coronation Cup tournament happening June 25th in Boston Spa, New York. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, first of all, what the hell are you waiting for? And second, get them here at IYFWrestling.com, or we'll see you at the Boston Area Community Center. For IYFWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRock. We'll see you at the Coronation Cup 2011.